Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Well, welcome to another episode of Unmasked with authors Terry E. Lyle and Chris. And this episode that is going to be aired tonight is live. And if you'd like to call in and give a comment or make a statement, you can call in to 347-945-6003 and hit the 1 key. But before we start, I just want to say this. I want to give out this prayer. Those that you know, bow your heads. If my people who are called by name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and heal their land. In Jesus' name, amen, because our country is in an uproar. And I made a post. I posted a picture of President Trump with a clown nose. And it says, when you elect a clown, expect a circus. And when President Trump had told the people to march down on the Capitol, and it's going to be wild, and I'm going to be there with you. You know, it turned out four people lost their lives. People were injured and had to be hospitalized, and it was just a mess. But, you know, people get upset because I post the picture. You know, people don't understand. If you're born black, you know, in my age, I have lived through racism. I've seen it up front in my face. I've been to a Woolworths counter with my mother, and we couldn't sit at the counter. We had to stand back and wait till they give us our order. But because that's where you had to eat, we had to go. I've been called all kind of niggas and everything and told to shut up, you know, because I'm mature in age, and I've been there. I've seen that. So, you know, and then with the Black Lives Movement, you know, people kept saying, well, Blue Life Matter, this matter, this matter. You know, the only flaw that I saw in the Black Life Movement was that they should have added one number, two, because if they had said Black Life Matter, two, it would have mean that we just wanted to be included instead of excluded. You know, people can say what they want, but the media, the news, you see it for yourself, people dying, people, you know, are just being persecuted, and they're getting off, you know, breaking into women's houses, and the guy they're allegedly looking for was already incarcerated and killed this woman, and yet still they don't give him no justice. They won't give some penalty for a gunshot going through a neighbor's house, but this lady lost her life, and other people who were murdered. The guy murdered recently because he's in his garage. He had his cell phone. They shot him dead. The guy that was paralyzed, getting back into his car for his children, walking away, they shot him seven times. They could have tased them. So, you know, don't get upset because I have a right to feel angry, because I'm wondering what's going to be next. Is it going to be me? Because there is no discrimination against whether you black male or black a female. You know, you can be hurt. And I got grandkids, I got brothers, myself, you know, and I got friends, you know. So don't get mad at me because I feel the frustration, you know, because I'd rather in dignity put a picture out there to get a feel for other people. And a lot of people know this ain't right. And for the people that are supposed to be my friend that are Caucasians, you know, if you're my friend, that shit has nothing to do with my feelings. My feelings are being hurt. My feelings are being devastated because we have the right to be different in opinions, but the love don't change if you're my friend, you know. So don't think because I'm upset about what Trump do is that it's a personal attack on you. People vote for Trump for whatever reason they wanted to. Some people voted for Trump because they helped them maintain the money that they have. But everybody is not affluent, you know, financially. Everybody don't have a lot of money. So, you know, but the thing is, when you hold the office of president, you're supposed to make sure it's right for everybody, not somebody, you know. So, yeah, y'all probably vote for Trump because you're keeping the money in your pocket and taking it out of bounds, you know, because I consider myself to be poor, too. And I don't care who know it. But the thing is wrong. It was only two times in history that someone stormed the Capitol. That was 1812, when we was fighting against the British, and with Trump, you know. And you tell me this man incited this crap, you know, endorsing these white supremacists, and that's okay? It's not okay. You know, when you looked in that crowd, you didn't see black people running up there trying to get into the Capitol. You didn't see them doing that because I tell you what, had we even attempted to try, first of all, there would have been cops everywhere and we wouldn't have made it up the steps. And what people don't understand is when you have a crowd or you're going to have a rally, you got to get permits and you got to let them know, hey, how many people are going to be there for security. And when they asked President Trump about the rally that he was talking about, he said they don't need no police because it's a peaceful rally and I'm going to be there. And again, he lied because he wasn't there. He lied when he said he was going to give different health care reform. He lied about that. He lied about COVID-19. All he do is lie, 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 and you catch him on video lying. Then he's sitting there trying to tell the guy in Georgia, why don't you give me just 11,780 votes? So, you know, so he can overthrow the election. He's a bully, you know, and he's a shame on the United States. And the world is looking at us. We're supposed to be the ones looking at for democracy, and he has tarnished that. So whether you vote for him or whatever, that's your choice. And I don't care who you vote for because that's your choice to vote. I'm not mad at who you vote for, but let's get real. Let's not sit there and glorify this man that's full of hate when you know what he's done was unspeakable. So with that being said, I'm going to first introduce my co-host. How you doing, Chris? You know, how you doing, Chris?
I'm doing good, Terry. And I just want to add to that, you know, as someone who's been in media for like, for 12 years, well, actually this will be year 13 because it's a new year. And Happy New Year.
And
as someone who's been in the media and as someone who's not always been, who's not always been professional towards Trump and who has, you know, has given him nicknames like he's given Joe Biden and everybody else. You know, I've not always been professional, but I will say that I see nothing but unprofessionalism from this president. And you know, it's a good thing that Joe Biden will be elected on the 20th, and it's a good thing that Twitter just announced tonight that Twitter permanently banned him. So that's two good things to focus on tonight.
Amen. Because, you know, the real story is Trump is sitting there at every chance. Instead of being concerned about the people who lost their life at Capitol Hill, when he get up there and he say, we want peace, first thing come out of his mouth, though, we won by landslide. Give it up. You lost. You know, and then you're going to try to go to court and make all these allegations and they get thrown out of court. That should tell you. I mean, you didn't win nothing. And is that really the person that you want, you know, to govern you? Because, you know, there's so many people out there that's been, you know, being persecuted. And you just can't ignore it. At the end of the day, we got to get rid of Trump. So, well, he's gone, but we got to hold these people accountable that he has incited into this riotous behavior because these are terrorists, domestic terrorists. And, you know, I just want to say that, you know, for all the people that I know that are supposed to be my friend, you're supposed to be my friend because I relate to you how we interact as people. You know, you're not my friend because of my political views, and I'm not your friends for the same reason. So at the end of the day, if you're not my friend because I posted a picture because I'd had enough, and when I posted that picture on Facebook today, I wasn't nasty when this guy was cussing and acting ugly. I just blocked him. You just dogging me out and saying all this nasty stuff. I didn't do that. I still held back and acted like a professional. But when do we get treated with the same respect? And if you're my friend, I don't know. And if you're not my friend, so be it, because I don't want nobody who's going to judge me based on me being a Democrat, you know, because that ain't the reason to love me. Love me because of the way I treat you. And, Chris, you got a statement you want to make before I make mine?
Well, I just want to say, you know, you touched on it a little bit, Terry, about the people who died during the Capitol Hill riots. Well, I just want to give a shout-out to the family of Officer Brian Sicknick, who got injured during the Capitol riots and who was on ICU and who passed away last night from his injuries. He died from his injuries. So I just want to give a shout out to his family and to him you know, because, you know, somebody died, an officer who probably, I don't know much about what he did, but he was an officer and he probably did, you know, he probably protected people, and he died from these rioters that Trump praised and then turned. And then, like you say, you know, people are right to support Trump or not support Trump. And, you know, I got family in my, I got people in my family who do both, but think about that officer who got injured. And what if that officer was my father or my brother or my spouse? You know, think about that next time you want to support a president who condones violence.
Exactly, because violence beget violence. And, you know, I just want to play this recording because I want people to understand it ain't about what I think. It's about what the world think, and I want y'all to hear this. I'm going to play this that I got off the news because it's ridiculous, you know, about what's really going on.
To you is, what do you think happened today? Do you think that Capitol Police were simply overwhelmed? Or do you, because every member that we've spoken to feared for his or her life as early as yesterday. So they had to have known that today was possible.
Yeah, it's strange because, you know, as someone who has been to hundreds of protests, you know, starting back from Ferguson, from the Ferguson uprising, it was strange because it was almost like there was this call to not use force. You know, something was, it's just, I'm not used to seeing this, where there could be this many people and there is nothing in, that looks like it's in place. You know, there are pictures and video of, you know, police officers or whatever the law enforcement was walking away. I even hear people talk about, you know, that they just stood by. You know, so I don't know what the command was, what the call was for, but there were actual people. Like, we are people. We are lawmakers. We were at work, and we have been told that when we're here on these grounds, that we are safe. Some of us have security detail because of things that have happened to us, but we're told when we're here, we are safe. But today was not that day. And had it been people who look like me, had it been the same amount of people, but had they been black and brown, we wouldn't have made it up those steps. We wouldn't have made it to be able to get into the door and bust windows and go put our feet up on desks of Congress members. We wouldn't have made it that far. We would have been shot.
Yeah.
We would have been tear gassed. We would rubber bullets. That would have happened before we made it there. We need to call it what it is. It's white supremacy. It was white privilege, and it was the call of our president. And it was encouraged by our Republican colleagues, and that is why every single one of them, especially because they have been the ones trying to steal this election, that's why we are calling for them to be removed. They should not be seated.
And that's my point. You know, people try to make it sound like, you know, when someone gets angry about what happened, that let me attack them. Let me say stuff to me that was nasty, like they did to me on Facebook, cussing and all this other stuff. You know, like I don't have a right to be mad. But yet and still on Facebook, you know, all up into the time they had the election in November, I kept seeing pictures of people that are my friends and other people supporting Trump and the Confederate flag, but I didn't say anything because everyone has the right to believe and vote for who they choose to vote for. But I didn't take it personal because you have a right to do what you want to do, vote for who you want to vote. But I didn't take it personal. I didn't go on your page and want to cuss you out and say I don't give a rat's whatever and all this names and stuff, but it happened, and I had to block that individual. And all this time, I thought we was friends, but you know his true colors came out because had I not known that's who he was, I would have been blindsided. Had, you know, something would have came up, and that would have came out because that would have like, oof, oof. So, Chris, is there anything you would like to say?
Well, Terry, I think it would be fair to say, you know, for our viewers, you know, where people can find that audio that you played. Like you said the news. What, you know, what news affiliation?
You said what news? It was on channel MSNBC, and it was also on CNN. That's where it came
okay.
from. You know,
okay.
I didn't do that. And as well, I have another one that you need to listen to.
And they start recertifying those votes again tonight. Are Hawley and Cruz going to go ahead with this and keep stoking this grievance that this election somehow wasn't right and Donald Trump should still be in office and these people are on the right side of this? I mean, that's the first thing they're going to have to decide. I don't have any faith that they'll decide to stand down.
I mean, let me just add to that. Hawley and Cruz don't have any principles among the two of them, so their decision to and they weren't objecting to the results. They were seeking to overthrow the results of a Democratic election called a coup. That's what they were doing. They got 12 Senate Republicans to go along with that attempt. Tom Cotton made a totally different calculation. And these are three members of the Republican primary for president in 2024. Tom Cotton, very, very politically ambitious. He backed Donald Trump's insurrection but was against the Hawley Cruz coup. So it's an interesting lot, the whole bunch of them. But I think the fact that Tom Cotton ended up on the other side of this, that the two Democratic candidates in the runoff in Georgia prevailed, that Donald Trump is now holed up sending out videos that we really haven't seen him do on days like this since he was hospitalized with COVID, that the vice president and the speaker are still, as far as we know, at the Capitol, but we haven't seen them or heard from them. And police, law enforcement, and the military do not have control of the United States Senate. So I dare Ted Cruz and Mr. Hawley to go on with their shenanigans. I mean, what they were doing was trying to overthrow an election that was vetted, that was investigated, that was counted, that was recounted. So if they have the audacity to go ahead and do that today, I think it's a stain that will be on them for the rest of their, not just their careers, but their lives. I want to bring into our conversation John Brennan, former CIA director, NBC News, senior national security analyst, former Homeland Security Secretary too, right, Dr. Brennan?
No, I was President Obama's advisor for Homeland Security at the White House.
So with that head on, someone who counseled the president on all matters of Homeland Security and is someone who oversaw the country's intelligence agencies, what do you make of the scene today? How does this de-escalate?
Well, Nicole, words escape me, and I need to try to keep my anger in check, because when I'm watching this footage of the desecration of our nation's capital, the global symbol of our great republic, and it's happening because an individual in the White House who has the title of President of the United States but has never fulfilled those responsibilities is the one who actually has encouraged and incited this. It is beyond words. These are the scenes that I watched throughout my national security career of things happening overseas. I never imagined that it would have happened here in the United States. And so therefore, yes, Donald Trump is the quarterback of this effort, but there are so many enablers in Congress. And now it is going to be up to the authorities, as Rachel mentioned, National Guard, Capitol Police, whatever, to bring some semblance of law and order back to the Capitol so that the people in the Congress can do their necessary work. But I must tell you, I have never, ever seen something like this. I never imagined I would see something like this in the United States of America in our Capitol.
Exactly. You know, say what you will, but people, it's not about your political affiliation. It's about your heart. It's about humanity. It's about you being a person that can rationalize what is right and what is wrong. It ain't got nothing to do with you Republican. It ain't got nothing to do with you Democrat or whatever. The point is, if you're a person and you call yourself a God-fearing person or a person that want to do right, how can you think it's okay to let this go, what happened, you know, and then all those people, and then they only going to lock up 52, and the 52 they locked up was for a curfew violation? That's a slap in my face when I see all this mess they did, breaking out windows, you know, sitting on Pelosi's desk, you know, taking sensitive material, you know, that's a federal crime. Especially even, and then they have Molotov cocktails, have bombs that they, pipe bombs that were found. You know, what was y'all going to do? You know, so I'm going to be the one that's going to always speak out, cry out and cry loud because I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to speak the truth. And I will speak the truth if it's to help you as well as help me, because I don't see color. I see human beings, human life. Being a preacher's kid, I was raised up to say and know that in my spirit, we all are God's children. So I'm not going to discriminate against you because your skin is lighter than mine. And I pray that y'all stop discriminating against me because I have an opinion that's different from yours. Because if that's how you feel, then we all really, really, really need to be associating. Chris, do you have something to say? Because I have one last video recording that I want to play.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, you spoke about Pelosi, and Pelosi did a thing today where she said she will help vote out, impeach Trump under the 25th Amendment if Pence doesn't do it. So, you know, Pelosi, I do praise Pelosi on that. That's my personal opinion. And I also want to say that, you know, if anyone wants to look at people based solely on their skin color, they really should be hanging their heads, because we are discussing race in 2021, and that's, We should be beyond race. I mean, you know, race should be the last thing that pop out of people's mouths, regardless of anyone's actions. You know, we should not be judging people based on their race, whether it be white, you know, black people against, you know, white, whether it be against white people or black people.
It's the human race. So let me play this last one before we get up out of here.
And other allies of the president have talked about holding the Republicans who will not stand up and help the president push his baseless, reckless, just false claims of election fraud. And so this environment was created by the president and his allies. Now, they will say they didn't tell anyone to climb through the Capitol windows. They didn't tell anyone to break into the Speaker's office. They didn't tell anyone to break into the chambers. They will say that, but they encouraged this climate and they incited it. The president at one point today even saying he wanted to walk with them. Of course, he did not. That's what he does. He says things and then leaves it to others to do it. But so now you're in the leadership test challenge. And Wolf, to follow on your conversation with Chief Ramsey, I've been texting with a member of the Democratic leadership on Capitol Hill. And to the chief's point, there's a lot of anger, a lot of frustration, a lot of questions about how this happened, about how the building was breached, about how they got to sit in the president's deciding officer seat in the Senate, about how somebody got into Speaker Pelosi's office and left a note. And what I was told was that the Capitol Police right now say yes, they understand a lot of questions to answer, that in the moment they were overwhelmed and they made a decision to put a priority on the safety of the lawmakers and the staff, to get them to safe locations, understanding that that would mean that you're leaving offices unprotected, you're leaving entrances unprotected in some cases, and that they would deal with that after the fact. And now you see in these pictures, you know, the cavalry, if you will, has arrived. There'll be a lot of questions here, especially with the inauguration 2 weeks away.
You know, it's interesting.
And on that note, I got to cut it off, but I have a lot of recordings because a lot of people that have been watching the news, I don't know how they watch the news and see what happened and then decide that everything else don't count. You know, when I watch news, I'm horrified. But tune in next week. Be with us on Unmasked, because here on this show, I bring the truth. I peel back the layers. And if that's what you want, tune in next week, same time on your time zone. Everyone have a good evening and be safe. COVID-19 has now a different strain that's killing people. We need to work them. And on that note, Chris, you have a good weekend, darling.
You too. Have a good weekend. Be safe.
You too, baby. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.